Greetings and welcome tonight to Sister Empowering Sisters, and I am your host, Lady Renee. Tonight I have a very special guest, none other than a very much of a leading lady, Pastor Rebecca Simmons of New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Praise be to God. I'm waiting for my guests to call in, and right now we're going to go to a song. Praise be to God. Pastor Rebecca, how are you?
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm doing really well.
Yes, well, I just have to give you the appropriate welcome. Praise be to God. It is just so wonderful to have you here tonight. Thank you for coming. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise
yes.
the Lord.
God wants you to know that you are definitely his leading lady. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive it in the name
Praise
of Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rebecca, before we get into what we're going to be talking about tonight, let's just have a word of prayer. And I would like it if you could pray, if you don't mind.
Amen. Not
Amen.
At all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy. Oh, you are so worthy to be praised. Lord, there's none like you. There's none like you. And we just take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for even bringing us together during this time, God, here on Blog Talk Radio on Sister Empowering Sisters. Lord, we thank you and we ask, Father God, that you be sure to get the glory during our time spent here together. Oh, God, we reach out to every woman, every man, every boy, and every girl that will tune in to hear this ministry program. And we ask, Father God, that you will quicken the hearts of those who will hear and give them ears to hear and hearts to receive the words that will be ministered on tonight. Oh, God, don't forget not one person. We know it's not your desire that anyone should perish. So we give this time to you, Lord. I thank you for Lady Renee. Oh, God, I thank you for her heart. I thank you for her servant's heart, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that she is a sister who is indeed empowering other sisters and that she is on a mission to bring other sisters into your power. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we pray for every listener, God, that you will even, Father God, speak directly to each and every person that will listen live and each and every person that will listen via the archive. So we ask, Father God, that you get the glory. glory, not man, not woman, but that you will get the glory during this time that we spend together. And it's in the precious, so precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray this prayer. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just love him. I love him. I love him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes. So now allow me to reintroduce you, because we have people coming now in the chat room. I would like to welcome Brother Adrian. I see you out there. Thank you. We appreciate your support. As well as Jason, praise God. Thank you for stopping by. God bless you. And even we have a caller, and I believe that that caller may be Sister Janine. I'm not sure. Is this Sister Janine? Caller 919?
Yes,
oh, praise God. Praise God. Now I would like to just appropriately, again, introduce Pastor Rebecca Simmons. She is God's leading lady. And she is the pastor, along with her husband, of New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And, I mean, this is kind of like, I want to say, I don't know, she is just so well-versed in so many things. And God has really used this mighty woman of God in the area of, you know, in the for women, far as in relationships, and not just in relationships, but also in motivating women. And I'm going to let her. And when I say motivating women, let me just make myself clear, because you know we may have some religious-minded people listening today, and the anointing that is on her life is going to move you to action, because that's basically what motivation is all about. It's you're being moved to action. Amen. And not only will you be moved to action, but you will be empowered to stay on that path. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so praise God. So now I want to yield the floor to you, Pastor Rebecca, and we'll just go with the flow that the Holy Spirit has you flowing in tonight, okay? Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
And thank you so much for having me on your program, Lady Renee.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's a real blessing to be here.
Amen.
It really is.
Praise
and God bless you to Sister Janine, who's on the air with us. God bless you.
Yes, yes,
yes. It's a real.
Praise God. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise
Go ahead,
God. It's a real blessing to be here. I think about my life and everything that the Lord is doing, and I truly can say that I am a blessed woman. You know, often when I hear people introduce me, I sit there and I just am amazed. I'm in awe at the magnificence of our God. He's just so awesome. He is just so awesome. You know, when you think that he can take what people would consider to be a nobody and begin to show that person that he or she is somebody in his eyes, it's a beautiful thing. And there's such deliverance in that.
Yes,
there's such deliverance in that, because it is my belief, Lady Renee, that most children, especially women, have experienced something traumatic in their lives by the time that they are 10 years old.
Yes, yes.
By the time that they are 10. And that traumatic experience makes a significant impact on the life of that child to the point where there's spiritual death.
Yes, yes. I totally agree.
Yeah, and that's why we need Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. And that's why we need Jesus, because I'm just going to testify for a minute. I was one of those children that by the time that I was 10 years old, I had gone through so much in my life that was traumatic, that literally killed my spirit, killed me spiritually.
Mm.
And it took many years. I went through years of trying to find ways to heal or to make the pain hurt less, so to speak. So I went through bad relationships. I went through drugs, experimenting with drugs and alcohol, and looking for love. Again, I talked about the bad relationships, but looking for love in all of the wrong places, and not just looking for love in all of the wrong places, but looking for healing in all of the wrong places. I was looking for solutions that I found out later in life could only be found in Christ.
Yes, amen.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? And it's when God found me, and I tell people I didn't find Christ. He found me. God found me. He knew where
amen.
I was. He knew where I was.
No, that's right. Amen.
And he had to send somebody out to apprehend me because I was making such a mess out of my life. And I'm talking to you to be a testimony to let you know why I do the ministry that I do. It's because of God and his perfect mercy towards me. I mean, the things that I've done, I shouldn't even be sitting here being interviewed on anyone's radio show. I should be in my grave somewhere.
Mm, you see, but the goodness of God and his mercy and his grace.
But God.
The price had already been paid. Amen.
Oh.
The price had already been paid so that so you can step in today as though nothing has ever happened.
Amen. And, you know, it's something when the price has been paid and somebody says, I'm paying your bill for you, and you're like, no, that's all right. No, thank you.
Mm.
Because that was my attitude, you know. And really, when you think about it. People told me about Jesus. They were like, you know, Jesus saves, and you need to be born again, and you need to be saved. And people even told me you're going to hell. And let me tell you something. I just have to be just as totally real as I can be with this. The thing about it was I already felt like I was in hell. So all of this preaching, even though the seed was being planted, for me, you know, I thought like it wasn't bearing fruit, but we know that the word does not come back void. So it bearing fruit. But in my blindness, I felt like, you know what, these people, these Christians, they're a bunch of hypocrites. And a bunch of them were hanging out with me in the bar. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what, if I'm going to go to hell, and I'm going to just say this, if I'm going, I'll go from the bar stool and not the church pew. See, that was my attitude. You know, I was like, you know, because too many people were perpetrating.
Right.
But God showed me, see, because God is a God of wisdom, and it was only after I got saved. But this is a note to Christians out there who are living with feet on both sides of the fence. You know, you really need to stop it and really begin to analyze your life and say, what kind of a witness am I being for God? Because in my hurt state, in my lost state, in my destructive state, where I was out there killing myself with drugs and alcohol and the wrong relationships, all that I saw, because I wouldn't go to church, but all that I saw outside of the church were hypocritical, judgmental people who claimed to know God.
Come on, where was the love? Where was the love?
You know, and there were cases where there was love, Lady Renee. There were cases where people were loving on me, but then they were being a bad example for me because they were on the bar stool with me. They were in adulterous relationships. Mm-hmm. They were in fornication. They were in drunkenness.
Wow.
So I couldn't see the effectiveness of being a Christian. I couldn't see the effectiveness of the Bible. I couldn't see the effectiveness of God. And that's why now that I am saved, I thank God for the night that he sent a man into the bar who refused to get drunk, who refused to treat me like anything less than a lady, who refused to compromise. Even though he was in the bar, he was a new Christian. I thank God that he was there that night, because that's when I learned about the real love of God. That was the one to get my attention.
Amen.
Don't you know? They say that the devil knows what you like, but don't you know that God knows what you like?
And he also knows what you needed. You needed what you found in your husband.
He knew that it would take a fine, dark, tall man to get my attention.
See, that's on the physical note, but he knew that he needed to be working with some deep inner stuff.
That's
you
where
know,
I was, though.
Really move you.
But
you
I was
know,
so.
That's where you was physically, but see what God had put in your husband. He was already strong enough to deal with your issues. You feel what I'm saying? Because if he had not been where he was, you would have drove him out the door. You've already destroyed the poor man. You know
Amen. And I tried to do that. I did. I did try to do that because I didn't think that I was worthy of the love of this good man that had come my way. He evangelized me. You know, he asked me to come to church after we left the bar that night. Again, he was sober when we left the bar that night, that morning.
God.
Amen. He was sober. There was one who stood sober. And he invited me to church, and I wish, at that point I said wish because I was still in the flesh. I wished at that moment that I had not given him my business card. He got my business card first, and then he invited me to church. But the good thing about it is the story ends well because, you know, to make a long story short, I didn't go to church. He invited me to another bar. And when I got there, when he got there, I was drunk.
I'm talking about it. Untraditional.
When he got there, I was drunk. And you know what this man did that really turned my head? This is what really got my attention and made me go to church with him. He asked me, I was drunk, and he asked me, have you had anything to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I haven't had anything to eat. I'm just drinking this Long Island iced tea. And then he said, come, let me buy you something to eat. You need to eat.
Now, look at that.
Impressed me.
Yes, yes. And see, I think a lot of women, I'm glad that you're mentioning that today, because I think a lot of women are here or they've been here before where God sends someone good into your life, but because you're not looking at yourself through the right pair of eyes. Do you know your paradigm? You need a paradigm shift so that you can begin to see yourself the way God sees you. When he sends someone good, you push them away because deep down inside, you don't believe that you deserve that. You don't believe that you're worthy of that. So you're more prone to gravitate toward the man that's going to beat you, curse you, you know, cheat on you, lie to you. You understand? God wants to set you free today so that
Amen.
You can receive that good man. And so that when he comes, you're able to receive him instead of almost kill a man. I'm talking from experience. Amen.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 And it's going to take us being able to receive the love of God first. Like we got to let, sometimes God will send that person in our lives so that we could get a taste. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that this is real, but you're not used to it. It's foreign to you. Everybody else, they wanted to get the fruit without the, you know, they wanted to pick the fruit and leave the tree. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
But somebody coming to your life and really want to be a part of, you know, your life, want to know what it is that you're about and how can he harmonize with you and make things better for you. Y'all, come on now. Oh, girl, I'm getting excited right now.
Hallelujah. You know, and that's the thing. God wants us to be saved for real,
yes.
You know.
Amen.
It's so beyond playing church, you know.
It is.
It really is. My God.
It is.
You know, because we have so many people caught up in tradition, and there's no liberation in tradition. There's still bondage.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
Mm-hmm. You know, the traditional, I'm going to church and we might have communion and we're going to have a program and we're going to read scripture and whatever it is, play the organ. That stuff is still good. I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying that we have to get beyond the trappings of our faith and begin to get into the relationship with God that he desires of us. God really does desire to be in relationship with us.
Yes, not religion, because
yes.
I'm saying he says the letter of the law, it kills.
Yes, it cannot give life.
Yes, and see, he wants to give us life, and he said that, you know, knowledge will puff you up, but love is what edifies.
Yes.
And somebody can love you right where you are. Like, I see you, but I see you. You know, I see you in this drunken stupor, but I see your potential. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me tell you. That was a God thing. It was totally a God thing because I know that man saw the short skirt and the off the shoulder blouse that I was wearing first.
Mm-hmm.
But see,
mm-hmm.
it was a God thing because God knew what both of us needed. You see what
Amen.
I'm saying? God already knows what's going to happen in your ending at your beginning.
Yes,
so even before Pastor Anthony and I, that's the man that met me in the bar that night. Hallelujah. And it was 13 years ago, 14 years ago. I'm so happy that God found me.
Amen.
And that he sent who he sent for me. There were other
Amen.
Men. Let me tell you, God has, there were other men that came, but I won't say that God sent them.
Yes, I know that's right.
Because they came preaching the gospel, but with their mouths, but they were not preaching the gospel with their lives.
Right. Amen. Amen. That's right. Come on now.
So God knew what we both needed, and God knew the purpose that he had for our union. You see what I mean?
Yes, and
he,
now y'all are in ministry to full-time pastors.
Oh.
Amongst other things.
It is beautiful. It's just so beautiful, but in order for us to get here, we both had to die.
Yes, come on.
We had to die to self. See, it couldn't be about me. I was a around the way girl. It was my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was all about me. It was all about Rebecca. You know, if it
mm-hmm.
wasn't my way, then it just wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, very selfish, very stubborn, very angry, very mean, very prideful. Just really, but on top of that, very hurt.
Of course, that was the whole issue. The whole issue was, let me see how much I'm going to show this man he don't love me.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm gonna do
everything
that I can do to push him away. Now watch,
yes.
I'm gonna drop this chandelier on his head. I bet you it's gonna happen now.
Mm-hmm.
But see, he was working with the agape love of God.
Lady Renee, I've poured some water and I've turned over tables, but I don't think I've ever dropped a chandelier.
You know, when I normally say it this way, you know, swinging from chandeliers.
Oh,
I don't know where to drop the chandelier.
I'm just messing with you, girl.
You know, how high you want me to, how high is the hurdle going to be this time? You know, and
exactly.
This is what hurt people do. It's like, you know, the man is professing his dying love, tolerating you and your tantrums and everything, and you doing everything in your power to push him away, to prove to yourself that you don't, that he really doesn't love you.
Yes.
And it seemed like the more that you do, the deeper his love for you gets. I'm trying to tell you, that is the agape love of God. And had he been in the flesh, he would have been gone.
You know what I'm saying?
But because of the agape love of God, that's that I love you unconditionally. And I believe that God had gave him the ability to see who you are today.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? And that was another thing that kept him hanging in there. Amen?
Yes. Yes, absolutely, and it brings us back to the spiritual death that occurred when we were both children, because my husband watched his father be his mom, so he was going through his own personal pain,
mm-hmm.
and he was having his own issues where he was just a mean man, just mean, and you would never know it knowing him today,
mm-hmm.
but he was going through his own thing, and we were both spiritually deprived. To the point where we had to, God had to bring us together so that we could show each other his love.
Yes, amen, amen.
God had to bring my husband and I together so that we could show each other God's love.
Yes,
and it was only that, only the love of God, only the love of God that has me and my husband where we are today. Paul says it so well in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15:10. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yes, oh, yes.
That is it. It is by the grace of God I am what I am. And then he goes on to say, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain.
Yes. Yes.
It was
Hallelujah.
Not in vain.
Yes. Thank
my
you.
God. My God.
Yes.
So
yes.
Because he talks then about how he labored. Paul said, but I labored more abundantly
Yes.
Than all.
Yes.
Not yet,
right.
Not I. Yet not I, but the grace
right.
of God, which was with me. Amen. And
amen.
The thing about God's grace, because He loved me so much.
Yes.
Because God's, it was His love that led me towards repentance. That
right.
was the message that hit home with me. It was God's love that led me towards repentance. And when I
right.
think about His love, there is nothing that I would not do for God. You talk about lay down your life. You talk about be a sacrifice. You talk about put all of your money into a grassroots ministry,
yes,
forsaking
yes.
shopping sprees and hair salon trips
yes,
and nail polish, forsaking lobster dinners, you know,
mm-hmm.
just for the kingdom of God to say, God, you know what? Everything that I have, Paul said, I've been, Lady Renee, I'm getting excited. I've been in corporate America. I worked 18 years at Merrill Lynch. And without a high school degree, this was before I got saved, but God was with me. I know that every good and perfect gift comes from God. And I know that it's only because of God that I have been able to get the wealth that I've gotten in my lifetime. But without a high school, without even a high school diploma, I got that later and I went to college later. But without a college degree, I was able to climb the top, go to the top of the corporate ladder and bring in the top salary for the women who were working in my particular expert level of expertise. So I was making almost $100,000 a year. When God called me out and said, now you're going to do ministry, I walked away from that because that's what God wanted me to do. And when I look back and I look at the fact that we're living on my husband's salary, which, you know, God has made it sufficient. God
yeah.
is so good. But when
yeah.
I think about that, I'm saying God, like Paul, he said, all of that is dung. It's like dung to me. It's nothing compared to what I have in Him today.
Yes, amen, amen. Come on.
Amen. And it's
Thank
been
you,
5 years. It's
yes.
been 5 years since I left Merrill Lynch, and we still have our house. You
amen.
Know, we still have the roof over our head. Our automobiles are paid for. You know, our children are balanced, healthy, and prospering. And when
yes.
you think about it, it's like you only need Jesus.
Yes.
You really
amen.
Do.
Amen, amen. And it's
Hallelujah.
It's just an awesome testimony, you know, of what God can do when we let go and let God.
Yes.
You know, it's an awesome testimony because God, I have found Him to be extremely faithful. You
yes.
know, He is faithful. He will. I remember my little story is I could not see myself for so long the way that God seen me. You know what I'm saying? So He sent somebody in my life. You understand what I'm saying? Just
yes.
to show me, you know, He wanted to show me something, you know, and I was used to, you know, like expecting, I guess, you know, somebody that maybe they had a couple of kids or you've been married before, you know, some kind of rough around the edges kind of story.
Yes.
So when I met this young man, and this young man didn't have no criminal background and no drug history, and, you know, he didn't have any baby mamas, he didn't have any kids, and he's never been married, I'm like, God, what is he seeing me? What is he seeing me? But and at that time, I was just so trying to measure myself the way that society, based on the society standards and criterias, not
yes.
having a clue of what God wanted to do in my life. My big thing back then is, oh, I got to go to college. I have to get my degree. That's going to make me feel a sense of accomplishment. And, you know, the Lord had let me go. But by the time that He let me go, I didn't want to be there anymore. Because by that time, I had already begun to discover who I was.
Yes.
And walking in that anointing that He was using me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And I saw that it wasn't about a degree, not that it's anything wrong with a degree, but He was showing me, long as me and you, Renee, our majority, what's setting the captives free is the anointing. That's what's going to destroy the yokes and remove the burdens, not the degree. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
I can give you a bunch of steps and tell you, according to Dr. So-and-so, you're to do 1, 2, and 3, and that's all good. But I could tell you this. When the storms come, you're going to go right back to what you know because you don't have nothing that empowers you to keep going in that direction. But the anointing will not only give you the step-by-step instructions, but he will empower you to stick with it even in the midst of the storm.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what happened with us, because here you have two broken people coming into a marriage, and we're fairly new Christians because we were only saved about a year and a half when we got married back in 1996. Hallelujah. And we're fairly new, but it was the grace of God. Again, that Holy Spirit that was deposited on the inside of both of us when we confessed Christ, that began to do the work in our lives that needed to be done. And Lady Renee, that includes healing. I mean, more than anything, I would say that my husband and I both needed healing. We needed healing. We needed to be healed from the blow that had been struck to our spirits when we were kids. We needed some spiritual healing. You know, so many people are looking for so many different types of healing, but we needed spiritual healing. And it was only when we allowed God to come in and begin to heal us. And I can't even say allow God. Let me tell you something. God will pursue you and overtake you when his plan, when he has a plan for your life. Amen. God, nothing can stand up against the plan of God. I just say it like that. Unless you decide that, okay, I'm totally going to renounce my faith in God and go totally in the opposite direction, then you just blow it. You've blown
that's
it.
That's right.
But as long as you give God something that he can use, something that he can work with, as long as you have a sense of humility to say, you know what, God, I tried this all of my life, and what I've done is just not working. Now, they tell me, this is what they tell me. They tell me that if I come to Jesus, that he'll make my life brand new. That was the song that was playing when I got saved that night from the third balcony of this great church in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. They were singing, come to Jesus, he'll take good care of you. Come to Jesus, he'll make your life brand new. And let me tell you what I did. It was like something was lifting me up out of my seat, and my flesh, my soul man said, no, you're not going. You're not getting saved, or the devil, or whatever.
Yes.
And then I got up. The Spirit lifted me up again, just like he lifted Ezekiel up, and he lifted me up again, and I sat down. I said, I am not going. The next thing that I knew, when I came to myself, I was standing at the altar, three levels down, with my hands raised in the air, hallelujah, giving my life to Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And you, I feel God right here. I feel God right here. God will pursue you. That's how much God loves us.
Yes.
Let me tell you, when he has a plan, when he is up there weeping, when God is looking down from his throne in heaven, weeping at the destruction that you are wreaking in your life, that you are making a total mess out of the life that he already has a plan for, and you keep going the other way, you just watch what I tell you, that God will pursue you, and he will get you into a position where you have to hear the word, and that word will quicken your spirit.
Come on,
and it is the spirit that will propel you to repentance.
Amen. And I remember even with myself, like, you know, God, whenever he wanted to get my attention, to get back with him, he messed with my money. You know, when you start taking the money away and somebody got five kids, you know, hey, you got my attention for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I was like, he would do that, and I would be like, God, and you're so right. Like, I had no intention on maybe going back to God. Maybe thought I wanted to do my own thing.
Yes.
It would never work. I would be back on my face before the end of the day because I would just be so distraught. You understand? And you're right. I always said this. I said, God, why they don't fight for me? Why they don't fight for me? And, you know, the person that I really found that fought for me is God.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, that is the one that, oh, no, she's over here, caught up over here. Mm-mm, it ain't going down like that. And, you know, you be thinking it's the devil. It is not the devil. It is God, because he's jealous over us.
Yes.
He is not going to let no other gods, you know, or nobody else take credit or have you.
Amen.
You see that thing for what it is. It's ugly. You understand? Like, he is that jealous husband that will come and just tear things up if he catch you with another man.
Mm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Even if it's not a man, it could be your job. It could be your education. Whatever it is that you say, I really can't give you my whole heart right now because I'm doing this over here. He's like, oh, really? I'm going to make you hate education. You understand? You just kind
yes.
of find that you don't, it just don't, or if it's a relationship, he'll let you see that, you know, that, oh, you know, I bless God for this, you know, can't promise you anything because they can't even, they're not in control of their own life.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And
yes.
God will let you, he will bring you to that place, but he definitely continues to pursue you.
Oh, and yes.
He pursues you. He'll hedge up your way.
Mm.
When you thought all I need is this job, then I'll be straight. Door after door after door will be closed, and that is God wanting you to just get on your knees and repent and come back. I never forget one time I was going through something many, many years ago, and you know what? When it was all said and done, I heard the Spirit of God say, would you let me in now?
Mm.
You know, are you tired? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and he was right
yes.
there not to pronounce judgment, but to love me through it. And
mm.
that's what brought me to the place where I wanted to be everything that God called me to be. Not that I didn't make any mistakes anymore, but you know what? My heart was in the right place.
Amen.
I want to go all the way with you, God. I want you to continue to mold and make and shape me into the woman that you called me to be. It is a process, and even now, it is a daily dying. Amen?
Yes, amen. Amen to that. Amen 4, 5, 7 times for completion. Amen. Amen. Because it is daily. And we never, you know, you never arrive. You will not arrive until you get to heaven, you know, until you meet
yeah.
Jesus face to face. You will continue.
Body. Amen.
Amen. You will continue to be a work in process, a work
yes.
in progress. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Because we continue to be the clay.
Amen.
And he continues to be the potter. And every once in a while, just like any child with their
mm-hmm.
parent, we want to go and feel like we're too big for our britches now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aging myself. I'm dating myself. But sometimes we want to feel like, okay, I have this. I got this. I'll take it from here, God. And God always brings us back to remembrance of the fact that without him, we are nothing. We are nothing, and that he chastises those whom he loves. You know,
yes.
God will discipline you, and that's what
yes.
we were talking about, that God will discipline you. But I thank God that we do get to a point where that discipline is a conviction in your heart.
It is. Amen.
You know, where God will convict your heart, and he'll talk to you, and he'll say, you know that was wrong, baby.
Yes.
Or you know that was wrong, son, for the men who are listening, you know. And that thing pricks your heart. And when that happens, I rejoice because
yes.
I know then that I am on that path to
yes.
pleasing my Father. When I have remorse, not because he had to whip me,
that's
not because
right.
he had to hit me with the rod, but because he chastised me, because he spoke to me in such a way that said, you know that was wrong. I'm not pleased with that.
Yes.
And I'm able still to have remorse for that action and turn. See, that's when you should turn, when you get that first little inkling of remorse. But
yes.
but let me tell you, there's always going to be another voice speaking, and that's the devil. And he's
right.
going to tell you, oh, you don't want to stop now. Doesn't it feel good? Go ahead and curse him out. Go ahead and push her. You know,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and cheat on your taxes. It's tax season. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit. You know, there's always going to be that other voice trying to come in and take God's glory.
Yes, that's right. And trying to make you miss out on what he got for you.
Amen.
Because the way that was revealed to me, God was saying that, see, there are spiritual laws. And even though we are under grace, there are spiritual laws that when we sin, there's a consequence to that. So the enemy knows that as long as they are, you know, obeying God and walking uprightly before God, they're going to be blessed. The blessing is going to continue to be on their life. But just like what he did with the children of Israel with the Balaam and Balak situation, he tries to find an opening that he can get in and stop the flow of the anointing in our life. You
yes.
know what I'm saying? For
mm-hmm.
the blessing. If I could get them in sin over here, if I could get them in error over here, willful disobedience over here, I can stop the blessing because it's scriptural. You know, God's love for us is unconditional, but his
mm-hmm.
blessings are conditional, and
mm-hmm.
it's conditional upon us being obedient. So when we understand that, wait a minute, yes, I hear these other voices, and it's telling me this, that, and the third, sometimes it would behoove us to remember what happened last time when I went left. I might not make it back this time.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I might not make it back this time. What if I die in the process?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't, especially the more you know, the more of a threat you are to the kingdom of darkness. So you don't need to be going back in the world, because when the enemy gets you on that side, he's really going to try to take you out just because of the threat. You may think that, well, the enemy is not worrying about you because you out there drinking and hanging with everybody else and you haven't even been serving God anymore. No, the enemy is really after you because he want to make sure you don't never come back. So that's a dangerous place to be. Amen?
Amen. I thank God. I just praise God that his work is thorough, you know. I'm like this. I've tasted and seen that he is sweet. Oh, my God. And I've tasted the glory and the goodness of the Lord. And the thing about it is I have never wanted to just leave God, you know, and I just thank God for that. I know that there are people who do, and the Lord has given me the anointing to minister in those areas. But the great thing about it is he has kept me. My God, he's a keeper. I have a young lady who wrote a book, God's a Keeper If You Want to Be Kept.
Yes, yes.
And I thank God that he has kept me and my husband to the point where we're sold out, you know, and that's what I want to encourage anyone who's listening right now. Be sold out for the Lord. Listen. Be totally sold out for the Lord. And you know, we think about blessings and all of that stuff. I tell people, forget about it. Don't even focus on that. Focus on God getting the glory in your life. Focus on you loving God so much, you know, that when you feel his love coming back to you, it's sufficient for you, that you don't feel like you need anything else. Focus on your relationship with God, you know, and I just thank God, because when I think about Lady Renee, it wasn't that deep for me. You know, when I was a new Christian, I didn't know how to pursue God. I didn't want to read the Bible. Let me just talk about this, okay? As a new Christian, I did not want to read the Bible. The Bible was boring to me, okay? And I did not want to pray. You know, I didn't pray outside of church. I didn't have a prayer closet. I didn't lay down on the floor prostrate before the Lord. I didn't pray every day and every night, you know. But God, you know, this is what I'm saying. I thank God for the favor that I have on my life. I consider myself to be a special child, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then God is no respecter of persons. You know, we are all so special to him. And we just have this special, we have this favor over our lives. And this was my thing. He kept me, Lady Renee, even when I didn't want to be kept, okay?
That's the God we serve. He's faithful even when we're not.
Jesus. Jesus.
Even when we're not, he is so faithful. And he loves us right where we are. And he's not quick to come down with judgment.
That's right.
Even though judgment is part of him, we know that. But he's slow to that. He's so slow to that. He's merciful, and he's compassionate.
And go ahead. It's the heart.
My God.
It's the heart. See, God knew my heart, and he knew my condition.
Yes.
See, God knows your heart, and he knows your condition. God knew you were all messed up when he found you.
Amen.
He knew you were all messed up when you got saved. And he knew exactly how much time it was going to take for you to get it right. Somebody needs to hear that tonight.
Yes.
So don't think that. Don't think that you're a lost cause, because you know you might hear a lot of these programs on Blog Talk Radio, and you hear these super spiritual ministers and pastors and preachers and apostles, and you might say, God, I'm just this wretch. And I say to you, amazing grace, hallelujah,
has
saved a wretch like you.
Because
you were lost, but now you are found, my God.
Right.
You were blind,
right.
But now you see. Because God is opening your eyes, and he's saving you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. See, what we have to understand is that none of our testimonies are going to be the same. There are some people who come and say, Pastor Rebecca, I've never had a drink. I've never smoked a joint. I'm a virgin. And I don't feel like I even have a testimony. Your testimony is that God kept you from all of that mess that some of us had to go through.
Yes,
you know, and my testimony is that, like Peter, I've been sifted like wheat. I've been shaken and turned every which way but loose by the devil. And it was the cross, the blood of Jesus, that loosed me, amen, and set me free. And I have that same mantle over my life, that now that I have returned, now that I've turned and repented and turned from my sin, I have to go back and strengthen my brothers and strengthen my sisters.
Yes.
Way God sends me to do it. And that's another word for you. Let God use you for who he created you to be. You're not going to be like Lady Renee. You're not going to be a Pastor Rebecca or whomever. You have to be you. You have to let God use you for you. Don't look at other people's gifts and then look back at yours and say, oh, this is nothing compared to what I see in other people. God says, take your eyes off of other people and put your eyes back on him. His plan and his purpose, because he is going to get the glory in your life. God's going to use each and every person under the sound of my voice for his glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. I'm writing in the chat room right now. The bottom line is that don't discredit what God has given you.
Yes.
And, you know, instead, use it. Amen. Use it. Let it use it. And as you use it, God will increase what you have. Amen. But you use that one talent, whatever that one talent may be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Praise God.
Yeah, and God is so good, because, you know, after he healed me, and I did have to be healed, I was molested, abandoned. You know, I lost my purity at a very young age because I was trying to bounce back from some of the pain that I had endured as a child. And my dad left. When he left, I was 10. So that all of these things left me feeling ugly and worthless and rejected and unwanted. So people talk about low self-esteem. I had none. I had no self-esteem. None. And I didn't think anything of myself, and that's the way that I carried myself, you know. But when you think about God, and it always comes back to God, but God, when he saved me, and I like to say this, he saved me for real. And it's only his grace. I thank God. I tell you, I'm a special woman, because it was so thorough with me. It's like, and it's a work. He's taking me from his glory to his glory to his glory, which means that I'm beginning to look more and more like my father every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a beautiful place to be.
Yes. And, you know, you said something so profound when you was talking about God knew the condition you were in when he called you. You know, and I wanted to just expound on that for a little while to say, and he knew exactly what environment you needed to be in order to flourish and become the woman that you are today. Amen?
Amen. 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 And that is so profound because the environment that I needed to be in, it had to be. See, God will, he will put you where you need to be. Amen. Because
yes.
I got saved in a church where, I mean, they just preach for real. And I didn't need, God knew that I didn't need a whole bunch of what we call church talk or church lingo. He knew that I needed somebody to say, you know what? You need to get up out of that man's bed and get on your knees and begin to praise God. He knew that I needed somebody to ask on a Sunday morning during service, and where did you sleep last night? Now, because they were not talking to me.
Amen.
But
amen.
I felt like, but they were talking to me. I mean, this person didn't know me. I'm looking around, and he knew I needed somebody to say, God sees your tears. And he loves you. God knows that you're hurting. And
yes,
and that thing was hitting me right in my spirit. God sent me to a place where there was love, where there was compassion. He sent me to a place where there was practicality, where there was in-your-faceness. You know, people
yes.
who would just speak directly to your issue. And that's
right.
the type of preacher that I am, because that's what I was birthed out of. Amen?
Yes, amen.
So I can't, I might not even go and tell you a certain scripture. I will talk scripture, but it will be right in line with my sentence. You might not even know that I'm talking Bible, but I'll be talking Bible because that's what it took to reach me. And
yes.
I know that the people that God is sending me to, that's what it's going to take to reach them. That's why I say God will use, he has dispensed gifts in the body according to his preordained purpose.
Yes.
That's why we can't be cookie cutters and copycats.
And that's why we can't be jealous of one another and
yes.
hating on one another, because it is about his plan and purpose for our individual lives.
Yes.
And welcome, Minister Quiet Storm and World of God Radio and Jan. Praise be to God. All of you, we see you out there in the chat room. And, of course, Brother Adrian, praise be to God. I see you out there. And I just wanted to say hello and thank you all for tuning in. And we pray that y'all being blessed. And Pastor Rebecca, we still have Sister Janine on the line.
Oh,
amen.
Sister Janine, we're just talking. We didn't give her a chance.
Yes, Sister Janine, please forgive me. Please forgive me, sis.
That's quite all right. I'm quiet. I'm a quiet person, so I don't like to do much talking. Anyway,
would you like
so
to make
I'm
a
just
comment?
Listening.
You want to make a comment, or you just want to stay on the line?
I just want to listen.
Oh, okay. Well, praise God. Praise God. And we see Minister Quiet Storm. Praise be to God. Are you going to call in, Minister Quiet Storm? Praise be to God. The line to call in is 347-205-9123 for anyone that would like to call in, because we have 8 minutes remaining. Praise be to God. And Pastor Rebecca is on fire. Amen. We know we got to win some soul to Christ today. Amen. So
amen.
Those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to call in today and let us pray for you. 347-205-9123. Praise be to God. The phone lines are open. Praise God. Okay, Pastor Rebecca, go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, the thing about God is he really does want to save your soul, you know, and he wants to save your life. And he wants to heal you. And another thing about God is that, and this is for those who may even be saved, God wants to heal you. I have to repeat that, because it was many years, Sister Janine, Lady Renee, before I received total healing. My God.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes we hold, and I wrote about this in one of my books, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. One of the things that we do with that pain is we carry it around like a prized possession, because it's so familiar to us. I mean, this is something that, as I said earlier in the program, we sometimes have carried this since we were 10, 8, 7, 6, 5 years old. And by the time that we're saved, some of us are 30, 40, maybe 50 years old. And this is something that we have carried with us for so long that it's a part of us.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants to take that old old broken heart of stone, and he wants to replace it with a heart of flesh. He wants to give us a new heart. He wants to take away the hurting heart. He wants to take away the heart that's insecure, the heart that feels insignificant. And he wants to replace that with a heart that only beats for him. My God.
Yes.
My God. A heart that pumps the blood of Jesus. My God.
Yes.
That same blood that will give you the power to say, God, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to hurt anymore. I don't want to walk around with this pain anymore. I'm gonna do like you tell me. I'm going to bring my burdens to you. Yeah, you told me to come to you if I'm burdened, if I'm heavy laden, to give you my burdens, and that you would give me rest. You would give me rest. Rest signifying peace.
Yes.
Rest signifying, I'm resting now from my anguish. I'm resting from my heartache. I'm resting from my anxiety and my worries. And now I'm going to rest in the trust that I'm now going to encounter with God. So
yes.
So you have to be able to say, God, take it. Take
yes.
it. And when you do that, if you do that, if you trust God
yes.
enough, to give him what is ailing you, what is hurting you, and that's for some of you who have been saved for a long time, and nobody's touching on your issue in church. That's why we're listening to Blog Talk Radio, because they're talking about molestation on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes,
they're talking
yes.
about rape. They're talking about abuse and
yes,
abandonment and
yes.
neglect. We're talking about
yes,
these issues
yes.
that we can't. We may not be able to talk about on Sunday because we have kids and all kinds
yes.
of stuff is going on. But God loved you so much that he has us here on Blog Talk Radio saying, you know what, if you've been molested, if you've been hurt, anything that has happened to you,
yes.
I'm big enough. My arm is strong enough to fix it.
Amen.
My hands are anointed enough to heal it. God wants to heal you tonight. Amen. And I want to say this. I have to say this because every time I say the words rape, abandonment, and molestation, God told me that I have to say this. I have to say this, and sometimes I miss it. But I have to say that if any of that stuff happened to you, if anything happened to you, that's just it. It happened to you, and it is not your fault.
That's
it's not
right.
your fault. It's, you know that was priceless to me.
It's
for someone to say,
fault.
My God, for someone to tell me, Rebecca, you were molested. It's not your fault, baby. You didn't ask for it. You didn't deserve it. You weren't too pretty. You were not too fast. It's not your fault. That's what I need somebody to hear, man or woman, because boys, too, go through.
That's
whatever
right.
you've been through, if it's something that happened to you, if a parent dropped a ball on you, whatever, you have to take that misplaced blame, misplaced
yes.
shame, misplaced guilt, put it where it belongs, and
yes.
then go ahead and forgive.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead and forgive. Now you know that it was not your fault. Don't
Amen.
Look and be blaming mommy and daddy and the perpetrator for the rest of your life. But go ahead now and say, Lord, help me to forgive those who have trespassed against
me.
Amen. My God.
Now we have 3 minutes remaining, and I want to give those who may be listening now live or who will come by later and listen to the archives an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life so that this healing process can begin. Amen?
Amen.
I would invite you to say this prayer after me by faith from your heart. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, according to Acts 2:21 and Romans 10:9. You said my salvation would be the result of your Holy Spirit giving me new birth by coming to live in me, according to John 3:5-6 and John 3:15-16 and Romans 8:9-11. And that if I would ask, you would fill me with your spirit and give me the ability to speak with other tongues, Luke 11:13 and Acts 2:4. I take you at your word, Father. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. Thank you for coming into my heart, for giving me your Holy Spirit as you have promised, and for being Lord over my life. Now, Satan, I don't belong to you anymore. I renounce you and all your works in my life, and I have now made Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of my life. If you've prayed that prayer, we want to just say welcome, my brother and my sister,
hallelujah,
into the kingdom of God. And if you need some more information about salvation, we would love to send you some information, amen, some free resources to help you in your new life with God, amen. And so you send me an email at sisterempoweringsisters@yahoo.com. And if you happen to be in the New Jersey area and you're looking for a church home, you can look up Pastor Rebecca and Anthony and Pastor Anthony Simmons of New Creation Christian Ministries. And go ahead, Pastor Rebecca, the address.
Yes, we're at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our website is nccmonline.org. That's New Creation Christian Ministries, the initials, online.org.
Yes,
and you'll be able to find out more about the ministry there.
Amen. I put that up there. And you guys, I believe Pastor Rebecca wrote four powerful books.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Go to her website, www.nccmonline.org. And those of you in the chat room can see that I had typed it up. Go to her website and patronize our sister. Amen. We're going to begin to start patronizing one another like never before. And you're going to see your finances take a turn for the best. Amen. Amen. Because what you make happen for others, God does make happen for you. According to Galatians 6 and 7, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that will he reap. Amen. So that
Amen.
Is the word. In case somebody was wondering, where is that in the Bible? And it's Galatians
Amen.
Chapter 6. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all for tuning in tonight. I just want to let you all know that I love you and I appreciate all your prayers and your support. And I would like to ask you guys to please come back and rate the show. I know sometimes you forget, but I would appreciate it. Amen. It's encouraging to me. And Pastor Rebecca, thank you so much for being my guest today. It was really an honor and a privilege to have you, sis. Amen.
Amen. No, thank you. Thank you for having me. And it was an honor and a privilege for me to be here. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, too. Okay. Love you, Pastor Rebecca.
God okay.
Bless.
Love you. God bless
okay.
you. Sister Janine, God bless you.
Yes, God bless
God
you.
God bless you.
God bless you.